that he should lie. That's why I know everyone lift my voice. You are blessed. Message is wisdom for profitability. In bracket, you put smart work. Smart work, W-O-R-K, part 2. Wisdom for profitability. Put in bracket smart work, W-O-R-K, part 2. Proverbs 24, verse 7, the Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing with all, therefore get what? Wisdom. If wisdom is the principal thing, then you must give it the principal attention. Without wisdom, you don't have a place on earth. The wiser you are, the higher you go. Wisdom is the ability to recognize difference. Is a correct application of knowledge. Wisdom is knowing what to do and doing it. Hear this truth and hear me well. We have two kinds of work. We have mental work and muscle work. When we talk about work, W-O-R-K, work is legitimately engaging in mental or physical effort to achieve a purpose or resolve. Work is legitimately engaging in mental or physical effort to achieve a purpose or resolve. From that definition, you can understand that there are two kinds of work. We have the mental work and we have the physical work, which is muscle work. Mental work is brain work. And then the physical work is muscle work. Is that true, sir? But the brain work is more profitable than the physical work. And I read a scripture that clearly defines what I'm trying to talk in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. And I'll read from the Message Bible of Ecclesiastes 10:10. Ecclesiastes 10:10, the Message Bible. Look at what it says. Remember, the duller the ass, the harder the work. Is that true? Use your head. The more brains, the less muscle. So the more you use your brain, the less you exert energy. That's why you pay a manager more than a laborer. Hear this truth. There is difference between hard work and smart work. You hear me? Most times we talk about hard work, hard work, hard work. The word hard, I don't like it. Hard cannot be a good thing. There's difference between hard work and brain work. You can be a hard worker and not be a smart worker. Am I talking to you? Just working is not much things to work. It is brain work that makes things. And the world is not ruled by muscle workers. The world is ruled by brain workers. Without sense, you don't make a worth on earth. It is your brain that determines the gain you get in the world. No brain, no gain. And I said, how to be a smart worker? How to be a what? A smart worker. How can I be a smart worker? Not just, that's, how can I be a brain worker? That's what I'm talking. Am I talking to you? Now, number three, if I want to be a smart worker, number three, be a planner. Be a what? Planner. In Luke chapter 14, plan. Then N-E-R. P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Be a planner. Be a... Now, in Luke 14, 18 to 20, for which of you intended to build a tower, sit not down first and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Least, happily, after he had laid the foundation and is not able to do what? All that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and is not able to finish. To be a smart worker, you must be a good planner. Adequate planning is always essential before progress can be made in any area of human endeavor. What is planning? What is what? What is planning? Take this definition down very well. Because this definition suits smart work. You have been saying rational analytical thinking. Now that's not where I'm going. This definition suits what? Smart work. The planning, this planning definition is purely for smart work. It is deciding in advance. It is what? What should be done? Take note. Why it should be done? If you don't get this definition, you didn't get my teaching. Take it again. It is deciding in advance what should be done, why it should be done, where it should be done, when it should be done, who should do it, and how it should be done. Did you get it at all? Planning, when it comes to smart work, decides it. Is deciding in advance. Deciding what? What should be done? Why it should be done? Where it should be done? When it should be done? And who should do it? And how it should be done? Do you understand? Now that is summary of the teaching. Are you getting what I'm saying? So if I want to be a smart worker, I will, before even I start working, these things must be in place. Many of us, we start the work before we even begin with these things. Listen, listen, listen. The whole teaching can be summarized from this particular statement. Many of us start work before we even say, who will do it? Okay, listen, where do we get the product from? The man has gone to Lagos. People say, no, come back. It's not available in Lagos. It's in Ibadan. A smart worker, before you move, you have already known the final result. I said, before you decide in advance, in what? What should we do concerning this company? Am I coming with you? Why should we do this thing? Where are we going to do it? Am I coming with you? Come on, sir, here. Am I talking to you? So, before you start any assignment, these things must be in place first. Who in my company do I use to do this assignment? Where do we execute this project? That is a smart worker. Am I talking to you? It pays to plan ahead. Have plans. Set goals for whatever you are supposed to achieve at work. Yeah, this, have a to-do list. Have a what? Where you write all to be done the next day from the previous day. We are teaching smart work. Work them out one after the other. Planning will make you a good time manager. Planning will make you what? a good time manager. Ephesians chapter 5, 15 and 16. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. You cannot create time, but you can apply it to achieve results. You must carry out any assignment given to you with a sense of urgency. With a sense of what? Don't wait until somebody shouts before you carry out an assignment. This is the challenge of most people in this part of the world, especially most of our contractors. They don't allot time to activities in their hands. It's a very funny thing. They don't plan their work. And that's how many of us work. Smart workers, they have specific time to finish an assignment. Come on, sir, here. A planner tells you when you are due to start another phase of your assignment. Always give yourself a period to accomplish any task. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 17b, the B part, Ecclesiastes 3:17b. It says, For there is a time, for every purpose and for every work. See your Bible, see. For there is what? A time. For there is every what? For every and for. So every work must have a time. Any assignment, not any time I finish. No. Every assignment must have a time. Am I talking to you, sir? To engage in any work without duration, that is when to start and when to finish, when to end, that will amount to open invitation to stagnation and frustration. Just tell yourself this assignment, as I start now, I'm finishing at so time. That's how smart workers work. Smart workers have specific time for every assignment. And I'll tell you how to manage your time effectively at work. How to manage your time effectively at work. How can I manage my time effectively at work?
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly.
Wow, it's finally here. Introducing Salvation Ministries mobile app. You can now get direct access to our Facebook updates, watch inspiring videos on our YouTube channel, get recent Twitter feeds, listen to Salvation Radio, watch Salvation TV 24 hours non-stop, and live services. With this mobile application, you can also download our ebooks and MP3 messages, post your testimonies, subscribe to our newsletter, and listen to prophetic tunes by David Obiomi. This app is now available for all Android and mobile devices for free. To download, visit our website www.smhos.org. Yes, you are fire. Yes, you are fire. To be on the go with God, Salvation Ministries mobile app, just for you.
How to manage your time effectively at work? Roman figure 1, or you put A. Anyone you like, because one or three. Place a value on your job / work. Place value on your work / work. When you determine the value of just 1 minute of your working day, you will treat it with much greater respect. Every day you go to work, place value on it, that every minute counts. Every minute does what? Counts. B, or Roman figure 2, create a written daily schedule. Create a written what? Schedule. Americans say schedule, British say schedule. So whichever one you like, you pronounce. Schedule, British, America, schedule. Create a daily what? Schedule. Create a daily schedule. Whichever way you like, the same meaning. Now, listen. If you want to be a smart worker, do this practically. Today, write everything you want to do tomorrow. Today, write what? Everything you want to do tomorrow. Write them. Don't say, I know God is going to speak. No, don't deceive yourself. Write everything you want to do tomorrow today. Write all. And I'll tell you how you achieve them when I go further. In further teaching, I'll tell you, when you write them, always put the very tough tasks first. So you use the time you have sufficient energy to face them. So by the time you're tired, the smaller ones, you can be handling them. Am I going to go with you? Always put the ones when your whole mental system is alive, the really tough ones, you come first. Because if you want to face tough tasks when you're tired, you'll be able to do them. So you use your energy when you are full in strength to address the tough things. So by the time you're tired, the smaller things, you can be given instruction. Are you going to say now? That's a smart work. So, three, which is B, C. Prioritize your tasks. Prioritize your what? Your tasks. Schedule the most time-consuming and toughest tasks first, because that is when you have the most energy. That's what I just explained now. Am I going to go with you? Because when a task becomes smaller, you begin to enjoy it. As energy is going down, you begin to handle the smaller things little by little. But the greater task should come first. Did you get it? Are you confused? Okay. D. Don't allow others to determine your schedule. Don't allow others to do what? You must be in charge of your day. You must determine what time you will devote to which activity. And then be resolute to scare away intrusions at that time. That leads to number E. Recognize time wasters. You must recognize which activities or individuals waste your time. Recognize time what? Wasters. Time wasters can be activities or persons. Listen, time wasters can be what? Activities or persons. Let me explain to you. A smart worker, anytime somebody wants to take your time, ask yourself, what will this person contribute to me? I come again. Let me tell you something, be powerful. Smart workers, if my work hour is 8 to 4, and somebody is coming to visit me in the office at 9 a.m. to stay with me till 10:30. And what we are about to talk is not going to contribute to my business. It's something we can talk on phone. It's something we can talk in the evening. But what he's about to say to me has nothing to my assignment. It's a time waster. For instance, I want to talk about Chelsea football now. And I'm a business hour. That can be at leisure time when we are eating and relaxing. But I take 1 hour, 30 minutes to discuss Chelsea. At my productive hour, I've wasted my time. Because Chelsea football is not adding anything to my business. That should be when we are relaxed. When we are what? But I may not know, if I'm not a smart worker, that alone is affecting my productivity. Am I talking to you? So, you will know things that take your time. It can be individuals. It can be activities. It can be what? There can be individuals. Somebody walking even in your office can be a time waster. If you're not careful. Am I talking to you? So, recognize time what? Anytime somebody wants to talk to you, ask yourself, what is this person going to add to me? Someone is coming to tell you about family meeting on working day. What has that got to do with your life? Family meeting can be on phone in the evening when I close for work. Yes, we have family meeting. I fix Friday for you people. People can come. You now come working hour to tell me that you want a family meeting for what? Am I the chief? Simple. That's a time waster. That's a time waster. So I'll stop you from coming. Recognize time what? Wasters. If you're a smart worker. Yeah, the smart workers don't need to be pushed before they do their job. They don't use office working hours to surf the internet. They don't use working hours to go on Facebook. Now, I'm telling you practical things. That's a productive hour. That should be a leisure time. Am I coming with you? They don't go into discussions in the office, unnecessary phone calls, pinging, WhatsApping, and FaceTiming during working hours. That's time consuming. You're wasting your time. That's your productive time. Am I talking to you? Yes, we are talking about smart workers. Smart workers don't ping during work hours. What are you pinging? That's your working hour. It's adding nothing to you. Time is money. Time is what? Time is money. Time is what? Money wasted can be recovered. Time wasted cannot be recovered. Money wasted can be recovered. Money lost can be recovered. Time lost cannot be recovered. You can't recover any time lost. So don't play with time. Time is the greatest asset in the business world. That's why I said, think well. Poor people don't value time. Poverty is not money. Poor people don't value what? Before, let me digress a little bit. A poor mentality man, if he has money to fly and money to go by road, you tell him, do you want to go to Lagos, for instance, Port Harcourt to Lagos? And he has a business discussion tomorrow. Listen, that's how you know your mentality of smart worker. It's 10 a.m. tomorrow, and he has the option to go today. They say, well, you will go today. They say, office, all of you leave. A poor mentality man will go by road today. When he has the money for flight. Don't misquote me, please listen carefully. You say, no, I'm going to save 30,000 if I go by road. But the entire road he will go, he will wear out. He will be tired. So when he gets to the meeting, he will be sleeping. A wealthy mentality man will fly and read and prepare for the meeting. So when he gets to the meeting, he's sound. But a poor mentality man will save 30,000 and be worn out without contributing. Yet he saved 30, but he did not save time. While the man will save time to read for the meeting. Poverty mentality, you don't value. One of the signs of a poor man is a man who does not value time. When you see someone that has no respect for time, just know he's a poor man. You can't change him. Am I talking to you? People are poor in this part of the world because they don't have respect for time. It's African time. And Africans don't have their own time. Number four. Shout hallelujah. Number four. How to be a smart worker. Go for skill. Go for what? If you want to be a smart worker, go for skill. Skill is the ability to do something very well. Every profitable venture requires skill. The quality of your skill will determine the quality of your output.
Coming up on this episode.
Hear this. A person that is not skilled in his job, no matter how hard he prays, cannot expect to enjoy promotion. Supplication can never be a substitute for expertise. Skill is not a function of the papers you carry. It is a function of the tactics you employ, the strategies you engage in handling your assignment.
The greatest miracle is not the miracle that eyes are open. The greatest miracle is not that the lame walked. The greatest miracle is not that you bought a house. The greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. If you have not met Jesus, I want to pray specially with you. Just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen.
This was Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Deborah. They died. Nobody could bring them out. Everybody died. And this is what happened. He came in the midst of the Isaiahs. He came in the midst of the Jeremiahs and he slept. He died. Now let everyone that was sleeping wake up. Just the way you woke up. As I wake up, they will be waking up. As I wake up, they will be waking up. As I wake up, they will be waking up. That is how you are out of that grave. That is how you are out of that sickness. That is how you are.
The 2015 Five Nights of Glory is now available on DVD and MP3 format. Call the number on your screen to get the complete package or visit our website at www.smhos.org. Our pillar provides support for structure. The book Success Pillar is an exposition of the ingredients that makes kingdom success predictable and obtainable. In this book, David Abiomie delivers the secrets of his success stories to the reader. However, the high points shared in this book includes dream, faith, prayer, pursuit, integrity, and excellence. Your success is guaranteed when you apply these principles in your life. Use the information on your screen to order for your copy or visit any leading bookstore near you. For live services, prayers, and counseling, visit smhos.org or call the numbers on the screen. This program was brought to you by Salvation Ministries, Home of Success.